This week, we're featuring a series of concert excerpts from our archives. Last fall, we invited the creators of a cabaret show about Jelly Roll Morton to perform in the Fresh Air Studios. In his own lifetime, Jelly Roll Morton never received the recognition he deserved, but he's now acknowledged as the first great jazz composer. The performers we'll hear are Vernell Banneries and Gunnar Larson. Banneries is the actor and singer who also created the revues One More Time, Furthermore, and Stagger Lee. He was also the accordion player in the film Pennies from Heaven. Like Jelly Roll Morton, he's from New Orleans. Pianist Morten Gunnar Larson is from Norway. The narrative within the show was taken directly from Jelly Roll Morton's oral history, as recorded by Alan Lomax for the Library of Congress. Here's Vernell Banneries and Morten Gunnar Larson.
Anytime you hear anybody playing jazz, what they playing is Jelly Roll. Now, I never got the credit for it, or the cash for that matter, but believe me, it's Jelly Roll. In foreign lands across the sea, they knight a man for bravery. Make him a duke or a count, you see. Must be a member of the royalty. Mr. Jelly played a jazzy thing in the temple by the queen and king. All at once he struck upon a harmonic chord. The king said, make Mr. Jelly a lord. He's Mr. Jelly Lord, simply royal at the old keyboard. You should see him strolling down the street. The man's an angel with great big feet. With his melodies, they've made him lord of the ivories. Now at home, as well as abroad, they call him Mr. Jelly Lord. Now, you may be thinking that it might be a bit egotistical of me naming a song after myself. But really, now, anybody who was anybody in the city of New Orleans at that time, they had a song named after them. Usually for heroic reasons, people held high in the minds of their fellow citizens. Not all the time, though. Some people had songs named after them for quite a different reason. A perfect example is a guy I used to play pool with. I couldn't have been no more than 16, 17 years old at the time. Now, he had a song named after him because he was no doubt one of the most heartless men I have ever met. I didn't know it at the time, or else I never would have been playing pool with him. And I certainly would have never beat him at it. But he used to like to play pool with me because he knew that all the piano players at the different bordellos always had plenty cash money. And I was no exception. I'd walk up to the table, throw down my wad and say, okay, stand back with your little fives and tens and give my 50s here a chance to breathe. That's what I would say, showing off in front of him. Little did I know that the man I was talking to was Aaron Harris. The man already had 11 killings to his name. Aaron Harris is a bad, bad man. Aaron Harris is a bad, bad man. Now he's the baddest man ever was on this land. I tell you, between people like Aaron Harris and Hoodoo and the racial prejudice that existed in New Orleans at that time, I found that I had to leave the city where I was born and raised and had truly come to love in my heart.
That's wonderful. And that's Vernell Bonnaries and Morten Gunnar Larsen at the piano. And everything that you say in the show is from the Library of Congress recording.
Yeah, they're all truly Jelly's words and Jelly's music as Jelly intended it to be heard.
Have you tried to get the inflection of his voice when you've been listening to the records?
I'm from New Orleans. I don't have to try that.
Vernell, has doing this Jelly Roll Morten show given you a different perspective at all on New Orleans, where you're from? You know, going back and listening to his stories of coming of age there? And
yes. It's a little frightening for me sometimes in the middle of the show because I look so much like this photograph that they have of Jelly Roll Morten on the wall. And
that's the truth. I mean, you really do look a lot like him.
It's incredible, particularly when I have on the
apparel.
Pimp, yeah, the old pimp apparel. But yeah, there's a continuum for me that I feel in his stories, and hearing his accent is like hearing any uncle of mine talk. And so there's I feel like I'm carrying the flag on, or the fire like they do in the Olympics, you know, but I feel like I'm just passing it through, and it's been nice.
Well, let's close with another song from the show. Do you know the song for us?
Yes.
Sweet Substitute.
That's a good one. Sweet substitute, sweet substitute. She tells me that she's mine, all mine. Does anything I tell her, love is blind. She's got such loving ways, always got my head in a daze. She's mighty cute, my new recruit, my sweet substitute. Don't want no regulars, my sweet substitute.
We heard an excerpt of a concert recorded last year with singer and actor Vernell Bonnaries and pianist Morten Gunnar Larsen. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.